your open eye, you cannot not necessarily can determine the correct direction of cultivation. A lot of deluded people also have eyes. Their eyes are also open, but they cannot see the path. To see the path, you need more than the physical eye. You need wisdom. You need right view. And right view, there are three, as described by the Buddha. First, we must have right view with regards to this law of karma, karma niyama. When you understand this law that governs life and existence, that is the beginning of wisdom. Then you follow the advice of the Buddha to respect this law through avoiding all evil, do good. Then after that, you purify your mind to develop further wisdom. So avoiding all evil is the first phase of cultivation. When you can do that, you avoid negativity of karma, you develop wholesomeness of mind state that leads to good karma, merits, blessing. But your life is not complete. Maybe you will have relatively good life, but you will have to confront the reality of life and existence, the first noble true reality. So without the third advice of the Buddha to purify your mind, to develop the wisdom so that you are not deluded by the reality of life and existence, especially confronting old age, sickness and death, even birth. Confronting the reality of separation from loved ones and prized possession or things that we hold on to dearly. Then when you are with people whom you don't like, when you cannot get what you want, when things don't go your way, then you cannot understand who you are or what you are. You grasp at the fire aggregate of form and mind, deludedly believe that you exist, you are real, that this human being is you. The form and mind is what you are. If you do this, you lack wisdom. You have self-delusion, sakkāya-ditthi, and you will still suffer. Your life will still be afflicted, miserable, despite whatever good merits and good blessing you may have. But suffering still afflicts you. So what you need is, the Buddha say, you have to develop two more right views. Apart from the law of karma, you must understand your mind, how your mind get yourself entangled and develop suffering, how it deludedly cling, grasps and hold and attach to things. We are self-delusion, ignorant. So this aspect of right view is very important. Right view with regards to our mind, citta niyama, how we function as a human being. We have to understand the great law of paticca-samuppada, dependent origination, the dwelling. So this law of mind that explains clearly how we function as a human being under citta-nupassana is the second right view and most important. If you understand this, your life will be beautiful. You can be free. Then the third right view is a natural consequence of the first two. When you have the first two, you will understand the third. The third right view is law of truth, Dhamma Niyama, all of the essential Dhamma, the truth that the Buddha has taught us. So when you have the first two, you will understand the third right view. Unless you have these three right view with eyes open, you will also lose the way. But when you have these three important spiritual laws right view, karma niyama, citta niyama, and dhamma niyama, then your path is established. You will not deviate. Your cultivation will be very straight, very direct. That's why all great beings, the Sammasambuddhas, they understand this teaching. That's why without sasana, it's not easy to have this teaching. So this teaching is very, very important, very useful. So you establish the three right view, spiritual law, Kama Niyama, Citta Niyama, and Dhamma Niyama. Then you are safe. Before that, you are not safe. Then whatever you do after your cultivation, you will only develop two things. The first thing that most people do not really pay attention to is in cultivation, the only thing that free your mind and awaken you is wisdom. You must develop wisdom. Nothing else free you. Not all the fantastic meditation, the fantastic mind state, jhana, concentration, or even the word jnana inside. If you cling and attach to all those words without understanding, without the wisdom, you will still be trapped. Your mind is still trapped. You cannot free. So to free your mind, you need wisdom. Then the moment you have wisdom, the very strange thing that happens is compassion and virtue become very natural. Without wisdom, there is no true compassion. Without wisdom, there is no virtue, true virtue. Otherwise, virtue according to the individual, good according to the individual. You need wisdom. When you have wisdom, it becomes very different. Everything you do become virtuous. That's why love and compassion is a natural consequence. Virtue is a natural consequence when wisdom is developed. So in the Mahayana teaching, they always talk about the bypass, the cultivation. They say you must cultivate virtue and wisdom. Yeah. Actually, when you understand, it is wisdom alone. With wisdom comes virtue, real virtue. True love, true compassion and virtue. Without wisdom, no way. So always remember to find the path, the truth. You must start on the right footing. With the right view, the three right view. Start with Kama Niyama. Like I taught you all how we actually develop the understanding of how the Buddha's teaching come about. How he sequenced out his teaching. How he started off by teaching the Buddhist way of cultivation. The pre-puja, the post-puja. Then the pre-puja, why we chant the salutation, why we take refuge, why we renew our precepts, why we chant the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, the Sangha, why we call it the triple gem, why must we take refuge. Then the puja offering, rejoicing, generosity, all of the very meaningful offering that shows the teaching. Let us recall to mind all of the important teaching, like impermanence. The fruits represent karmic friction or enlightenment. The friction, they call it. You go on the path, then there is friction. So Marga, Pala. Pala is the friction. When you become enlightened, you develop the friction. But Pala, already an enlightened stage, you are on the path to enlightenment. Yeah. So the initial awakening is always Marga leading to pala. Path and fortune. Marga is path. Pala is fortune. So marga, pala. So this understanding is very vital, very important. When we have all this understanding, we will not deviate. Then the law of mind, Paticchasamuppada dwelling, you need mindfulness, you need stability of mindfulness, the direct seeing. Otherwise, you cannot understand mind. You must, through that mindfulness and awareness, realize the true mind, and you understand that the true mind is your true nature within the awareness nature, the silent mind, the meditative mind, the one that is capable of awakening the unconditioned. Whereas the other one is the creative one, the mundane mind. That one is dependent, originating, condition, arising, causal phenomena with the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta. So without a stable mindfulness or awareness nature, you cannot penetrate citta niyama. No way. And without citta niyama, sati, you cannot understand dhamma niyama, the true dhamma. You cannot understand. So this was summarized to cultivate the what are the true real path to cultivate. So this understanding is a lot more deeper and clearer than what you have listened just now. Because from the text, they use very mundane way of approach, saying that with clear eye, so that you can see clearly. But the path, you cannot see with a clear eye alone, unless that clear eye has wisdom behind, penetrated the three spiritual law of karma, law of mind, and law of truth.